your name, please. Will the audience please list?
Marcus Simmons.
Yes, Marcus Simmons. Marcus?
Yes.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. Rogers, are you familiar with the Python Connect program?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. Then my question is, what reason did the Perkins School for the Blind use to not pay your division for services under the iCan Connect program?
Let me give you about a 1 minute background of the Perkins program. For those who are not familiar with it, the Perkins program is a program in joint cooperation with BSBP, the other 50 states, as well as the Federal Communications Commission. The goal of the program is to provide accessible equipment so that the deaf-blind can take advantage of all of the technology that we have today that the rest of society has. It is a three-way partnership grant program. And the way it works is that the individuals who are participating in the program apply with an application. Once their application is accepted, they meet with an individual who is supposed to assess their needs. They then work through Perkins School for the Blind to get the equipment and training. Once that's accomplished, Perkins then sends BSP a bill, which we are then supposed to send to the FCC for reimbursement. Once we receive the reimbursement from the FCC, we then pay Perkins. Now, Perkins has had a contract on this since August of 2012, okay? The contract was not in conformity with state of Michigan rules, regulations, and laws. The contract was renegotiated beginning in November or December of 2012. It was ultimately signed by all of the parties again in, I believe, April of 2013. At that point, I think Perkins realized that they could, so to speak, bite off more than they could chew, because they were having to front all of this money to all 50 states. And quite frankly, I think they had a cash flow problem. So they sent out letters and emails to all the agencies telling them that you have to send your bills directly to the state agencies, to BSBP, etc. BSBP does not have the money in the budget for this, and we have a three-party contract. Earlier this week, on either Monday or Tuesday, I met with the Attorney General's office, and it appears as though we're going to be forced to take some legal action against Perkins, which is in violation of the contract. As to an individual situation where you are waiting for services, my hands are tied until the legal knots are untied.
Okay. Thank you.